Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It may be the massive monuments of the ancient world that receive all the attention, but it's the little finds that tell us about everyday life that really thrill archaeologists and historians. Elizabeth Green, assistant professor of classics and Roman archaeology at the University of Western Ontario, reveals a find that allows us to walk a mile in the ancients' shoes.
The Roman Imperial Army, a force that controlled all of Western Europe and beyond nearly 2,000 years ago, was long thought to have been a bastion of masculinity with few women present except for the odd prostitute. In reality, there were women and children living in the communities surrounding the army, playing important supportive roles for the unit. One archaeological site has been crucial in our investigation of these individuals, that is, the Roman fort at Vindolanda near Hadrian's Wall in England. Vindolanda is an extraordinary site because of its oxygen-free layers of soil, which preserve organic materials such as leather and wood. As a result, over 4,000 leather shoes have been found in various contexts around the site, dating from the 1st to the 4th centuries AD. Shoes offer amazing details about the population here, because in some sense, a shoe stands proxy for the person who once wore it. The very existence of 2,000-year-old leather shoes is impressive enough. However, one of the most fruitful aspects of this research is the breadth of information that a single shoe can offer. Shoes preserve details about size and height of a population, and about disease and deformity in the past. They tell us about age and sex of those present in a community. It wasn't until women's and children's shoes were found inside the fort at Vindolanda that anyone investigated the families of soldiers. Shoes tell us about class and wealth and people's role in society. The children's shoes found in the home of the commanding officer are of the same high-end style as the officer himself, suggesting that military children were held to the same expectations of status in the Roman world. Shoes provide a unique window into the lives of individuals living with the Roman army on a far-flung frontier nearly 2,000 years ago.
That was Elizabeth Green of the University of Western Ontario. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. You